Hello, everyone. Paula V here. Welcome to another episode of Why Am I So Happy? Thank you for joining us again. I am so happy to share with you a beautiful lady. Her name is Amy Cohen. She's a practitioner for emotional mental health. She creates customized remedy blends using plant medicine extracts to reverse negative emotions, thought patterns, and behaviors that hold us back from living a happy life. She works with individuals and families all over the world. You can see her on TV and hear her on top radio stations throughout the U.S. I am so excited to have Amy with us today and learn more about what she does. What an amazing modality this is. Amy, please, I would like to begin with just welcoming you. I'm so happy to have you here today.
Thank you for having me. I am very excited to be here and to share with you what I do.
Wonderful. Before we start discussing the flower remedies and the plant medicine, tell us a bit about yourself and what brought you to take this endeavor in your life and go this direction.
It's, you know, it's so amazing how things happen in our lives, because when I think back to how this all started, I was in the midst of a trauma I never thought I would get out of in a million years. My father was dying, and I had to fly to another state. I was at home in a house that I wasn't getting along with my husband. We were having challenges. I had to get my kids out of the school and struggling with anxiety at the same time that I came out of nowhere. And I was just beside myself. Now I had to get on a plane and take care of my father, and I had five different doctors telling me what to do. At one point, and I'm a very strong woman, I felt like I was having a nervous breakdown. I couldn't sleep. I couldn't eat. I couldn't make decisions for my father. I couldn't make decisions for my home. It was horrible. And at one point, I called up my doctor and said, I need help. Something is happening to me, and I need help. And she said to me, I told her, just give me a script of something to get me through all this. And she's like, I want to make you a flower remedy blend. She was actually my kid's doctor, and she was a doctor, but also into holistic medicine. And so she said, I'm going to make you this flower remedy blend. And I said to her, are you kidding me? I have a lot going on right now. I don't think I want a flower remedy blend. And she said to trust her, and I did. I mean, I trusted her with my kids. So she made me this blend. And all I could tell you was that, oh my God, now I had clarity to make decisions for my father. I had clarity to make decisions for my home and my kids and my husband. In that instant, within 3 days, because I was in such chaos, everything changed for me. I was able to take control of the doctors and make the decisions that I knew my father would want me to make. And I moved forward. And from then on, I'm like, oh my God, was it this stuff? And if so, I need to investigate more. And that's how this whole thing started. So next thing you know, I'm using my kids as guinea pigs. My son was being tested for learning disabilities. And I thought he was just very shy. And that's what he was. I gave him a remedy for shyness. And next thing you know, he's talking a mile a minute, where he didn't speak at all in school. And life changed. It just put me on this journey. I've ended up traveling to Australia, to Portugal, New York, to study with the best producers of these flower remedies and to learn more. Now I speak all over the United States. I teach courses for people to become practitioners. And I consult with clients all over the world that struggle with intense challenges. And that's how it all started.
Fascinating. excuse me. I'm so excited to learn more about this. Oh my gosh, what that could, you know, do for us and enhance to, you know, a practice. So Britt, let's begin with, you know, for those of us that really have no idea what flower remedies, plant medicine is. Break that down for us, please.
Okay. So first, I want to preface this with telling you that 25% of all our medications come from plants. What we do is there are plants all over the world. And each of these plants really have a healing potential. The earth has given us everything we need to survive, shelter, food, but it's also given us medicine. And depending on what your challenges are that you are struggling with, the extracts that come from the plant work on our emotional health. And when we are out of balance, feeling negative, not feeling positive, feeling our fears, whatever that negative state is for each one of us, because we all have our own things that we fall back on, those negative places when we're in trauma, the different plants, using it as an extract, will move you back to who you are, bringing you back to a positive state of mind. And the people that produce these, a lot of people doing it in their backyard. You really need to be careful. You really need to go with somebody who, it's almost generational, where there's been herbalists generations ahead of time that whose grandmothers and their grandmothers have worked with plants and flowers. So these are not the herbs, and they're not essential oils. They have no scent, but it's its own healing modality. Extracts that come from the plants, based on the plants, is used to target specific challenges and issues. And when you blend them together based on your personal needs, you take that a few times a day and you start to move back to a positive state of mind.
Oh, I love it. So, Amy, then do you have your own garden that you grow different plants, or do you order plants for your plant medicine from somewhere?
I don't make my own extracts. Mm-hmm. I get the extracts from the experts who have been in this business for many, many years. So I don't work for anyone in particular. You know, I use different brands. I might use Australian Bush. I might use Finthorn. I use Bach. So I use all these brands. And depending on what's going on with you, I will choose that extract and make something. I will blend different extracts from different companies based on your challenges and what I think the best extracts are for you. You can call me and tell me that you're struggling with anxiety, or your child has symptoms of autism that you want to help with, and for instance, tantrums, okay, which all children deal with. So I work with autistic children the same way I work with a child who's not autistic. Depending on what those behaviors and challenges are is how I target which extracts to use. So I might make a blend specifically for one person's issues that might be tantrums or fears or anger. And then they take that and they use that a few times a day to move forward.
Now, Amy, these are extracts, so they're a liquid that a person would take?
Yeah.
Excellent. Yeah. Excellent. And so when you work with people, you feel out what would work best for them, and then you put together their own special remedies. Is that correct?
Yes. Based on a consultation,
yes.
I'll decide what I think is best for that person. And then I send it to them and they take it. But with that said, I also studied homeopathy, and the one thing I want to say is with the flower remedies, with the plant extracts, you can play all by yourself and know that you will never get hurt and you cannot hurt anybody. Even if you're on medication, this is probably one of the few modalities where you can take something orally or make a spray and use it that way and not have to worry about any kind of side effects.
Yes. So when you make a spray, Are they taking that orally, or is that a spray just to spray into the room?
When I make a spray for somebody, it goes around their body, goes on their skin, around their energy field. And because we're trying to change the energy around you, this is energy medicine.
I love it.
So, and once you start to move the negative energy to a positive energy, it also affects your physical health. You know,
yes.
For instance, if you're stressed out and then you take something to stress, well, you're calm, you're tackling your problems, you're not overwhelmed.
Yes, I love that. I love that.
Beautifully. Yeah.
Yes. And I'm assuming all of these extracts are perfectly safe.
Yes.
My son drank, I
make 1 ounce bottles. My son drank when he was 3, the entire 1 ounce bottle. And I totally freaked out and called the doctor, and she just laughed at me and said, he'll be fine. She said, I'm confident. So if he needs confidence, he'll feel more confident. And we decide, do we want it as a spray? Do we want to take it orally? And that's how we decide. And it could be taken anyway. The beautiful thing is, it's not like you have to take it at 9 in the morning and 5 at night exactly. It doesn't matter how you take it. That's all decided by us or by you. As long as you take it, you'll notice something happening. You give it a little bit of time. And what it's doing is it's working to really heal the body, not suppress or cover up a symptom, but reverse that symptom. They help you to self-heal. I would never have believed this in a million years. And here I am 10 years later, getting it out to women out there, getting it out to moms, because it's so amazing to know that we can take care of our own emotional health. How nice is it where you can't get your child to do homework, or he hates going to school and it's an issue every day to get him up. And here you take something to, once you figure out what's his issue, is it confidence? Is it that the work is hard? Is it, you know, is it that he's not getting along in school? He feels peer pressure. That once you figure that out, okay, you give him what he needs. You give it to him in water in the morning or juice in the morning, and you give it to him a few times a day, or you spray around him and watch the changes. I mean, I had a mom who I made a remedy for her daughter. Her daughter was having issues in school. And anyway, she would never leave the house without blowing her hair. She had to blow her hair straight every single day. It didn't matter what was going on. This was her ritual, because she would never go out with her hair undone. Something so simple,
mm-hmm.
but totally a girl.
Mm-hmm.
I made her a remedy, not for that issue, but for other issues, for confidence. And next thing you know, 2 weeks later, she's walking out to school, and her mom says, where are you going? You didn't blow out your hair. And her daughter says, yeah, it's okay. I don't mind. I look good. And scurried off. And the mom called me up that day, and she's like, never in her entire life has she felt comfortable and confident and not caring enough to just go out there and be who she is.
Amy, this is so fascinating.
So that's the beauty. Yeah.
Yes.
It's amazing.
Yes. I love it. I am just so excited to learn about this, and when we go into the next segment, I am going to ask what we can do to bring that into, you know, a Reiki practice with being a Reiki girl. I love this. But anyway,
okay.
Amy, we need to pop out for a break. Everyone, Amy and I will be right back with some more fun. Thank you. Everyone, this is Paula Vale, founder of Wellness Inspired and host of the Why Am I So Happy show on BBS Radio. My passion is sharing the beautiful healing modality of Reiki with the world. I help you reach a new level of self-awareness and create a more confident and empowered version of yourself. Learn how Reiki will change your life. Go to wellnessinspired.com. When you live a life with love and compassion, you allow your blessings to manifest. Check out my Reiki training and Reiki practitioner mentoring program, and look for my soon-to-be-released ebook, Why Am I So Happy? At wellnessinspired.com and the paulavnetwork.com. Big hugs to everyone. Paula V. Welcome back. I am here today with Amy Cohen. She is an expert in flower remedies, plant medicine. This is just so fantastic and amazing what we can do as far as healing, bringing in plant medicine. I would love to begin, Amy, with having you share a few examples. Previously in the first segment, you mentioned some plant medicine to help someone with confidence. So what plant would you use for that? I would love some examples, and even a few more stories would be great.
Okay. So there are a couple of things. I mean, the beauty of the plant extracts is that when you purchase them, you just keep them in your pantry, and when you need them, you pull them out. And then when you don't need them, they're in your pantry. But because we're hit over and over again with challenges in our lifetime, you always will hit trauma and bumps in the road where you reverse back. And each one of us has our own hell, our own personal challenges that we go back to, whether it's inherited or has to be from our environment. So it's always good for instance, if you struggle with anxiety, you know that that will always be your thing. So when you use the remedies to come out of it, you keep the extracts in your pantry, and then you go back to them when you start to feel something happening because of, you know, a fight with a teacher that day or a fight with a parent. We are triggered very easily to go back into our negative state. So to always stay positive, you leave those remedies in your pantry. So for instance, let's talk about confidence. Every one of us hits a time when we lose our confidence for whatever reason, man, woman, child. There are a couple of different remedies you can use. If you want to walk to your health food store and just pick it up there, you can find Fox flower essences. They're the only flower essences sold in the United States. Not for any reason, just politics. So you can pick up larch, which is for confidence, and you can also pick up mimulus, which is for fears, known fears. So those are two remedies that you could pick up from your store. You want to order online, you can look at Australian Bush. And Australian Bush uses five corners for confidence. It's called five corners. Thinthorn, you can look at bell heather. So all of them work on confidence, but if you look each one of them up, it might target confidence in a bit of a different way that resonates more with you. So you read what each one does, it's a small paragraph, and then you decide the one that you want to buy.
I love it.
You can also always have in your pantry either Rescue Remedy, which you can pick up from, again, your health food store because it's from Moss Flower Essences, or Emergency, which is from Australian Bush. And that is for any kind of, you could put it in water in a spray bottle and keep it in the car for the kids when they start to fight and start to frazzle you. You know, use it at home around the kids. Any kind of nervousness, there's a test coming up. Any kind of medical emergency where you are in a car accident or something happens on a plane, the first thing you do is spray this stuff on you and you move back into it. It helps you. It will help you. So for any kind of issue, you know, tantrums, it's good to keep in the house. Cherry plum is specific to tantrums and having irrational thoughts and ideas, and children that run away from their mom all the time that are not thinking. This helps you to think. And cherry plum is from also from Bach, flower essences. Some of the remedies I love for people that struggle with anxiety would be daisy, would be wild pansy from Sinthorn, flower essences. Those remedies help you to calm your insides in a conflict. That feeling of always being in fight or flight, and mix that with your emergency or rescue. Another thing that many people deal with that isn't really even understood or talked about is energy protection. Many people feel the energy of others around them, and it can affect them in profound negative ways. So there are a couple of remedies when you struggle to keep your energy protected, to keep your shield, to have a shield around you so nobody can get it. That's Dog Rose of the Wild from Australian Bush. It's Yarrow from FES. You just look up FES flower remedies. From Australian Bush, look at Fringe Violet. And these are remedies for people that really struggle with the energy of other people almost infiltrating their own energy field. There is so much more of that than what people talk about. They don't even really realize that that's what it is. There are people that are almost suicidal and hopeless because of that feeling of not being able to go out, you know, and that's huge.
Yes, yes. So
there are remedies for, I work with many women, 40 plus, that all of a sudden start to struggle with maybe anxiety or depression or what is my purpose now? Where am I going? What am I supposed to do? Many women with, and also with menopausal symptoms of hot flashes and all those different things. Now, for hot flashes, you can look at She-Oak, S-H-E, second word is O-A-K, from Australian Bush, and that stops the hot flashes. And actually, any kind of heat in the body, it helps with fevers, for children, peace of mind about calming, feeling peace inside, all of these remedies will help you with. If you need courage, there's thistle. So it really depends on what you're going through. The bottom line is we are all supposed to live life happy. We are all here to go through whatever our path and purpose and struggle is, to get through it, stay on our story, and move forward. And that's what the remedies help you to do.
That is so fantastic.
So to give you an example, if you'd like,
yes.
I can tell you a couple of stories, but here's one. There was a school child, 13 years old, knew what he wanted to do in life, he knew he wanted to be an attorney, he had a lot of friends, he was very popular, very happy. One day, he went to school, and there was a substitute teacher, just to show you how one little thing, one little string of words can change a person's life. So there was a substitute teacher, the kids were not behaving, and she said to the class, you will never be anything. That was it. Well, he immediately went to the bathroom in his pants, called his mother. His mother had to come and pick him up and take him home, and he never went back to school.
Oh,
so
my gosh.
He was home for 3 months. She was homeschooling him. He did not see his friends. He would only play with kids that were much younger. He did not want to be an attorney anymore because he didn't believe he could. And he had been seeing a psychiatrist for these few months. Had him on medication. Nothing was changing. So this is, I specialize in emotional and mental health. And this is an emotional mental issue. She called me up, told me the story, please, can you help me? I need to get him back into school. And, you know, I never know. And I said, I can only try. So we made him some beautiful remedies for the trauma he went through. He came out of it. He went back to school, whenever the next school year was, which was just a few months away. And back to being who he was before this trauma. Without the remedies, that was a life-changing story for him.
Yes.
That even the medication could not help him with. You know, another story is I have a child that I work with for some symptoms that he struggles with in autism. And he was also going to the bathroom. He was 13 years old, still going to the bathroom in bed, not thinking before he reacts. And using the remedies over a period of time has changed that for him. And that video actually is on my site. And that's Jamal. And just to show you how the remedies can move you back into balance. I work with many people that couldn't even leave their house because their anxiety was so bad, like me. And and that has changed. You know, when people struggle with anxiety, many people do not even know how intense it is and how life-changing it is. Not even to be able to go out on a date with your husband on a Friday night because you can't leave the house.
Mm-hmm.
And using the remedies over a period of time, and you'll notice most of the time changes already within the first month, but using them over a period of time, moving you back into balance where people are out, going out again, working again, off of disability, living the life they're meant to live.
Yes. The life-changing effects of these flower remedies. This is so beautiful, Amy. My goodness.
I feel so lucky that something good can come from something so horrific.
Yes, yes. Has this been out there very long? I mean, is it just kind of coming out and becoming more well-known, would you say?
It's well known throughout Europe and always has been. It was used many, many years ago, and then the science community started to push it out. And then in the 30s, Bach flower remedies, Dr. Bach brought them back. He started searching more because he realized that his patients, he was a doctor, a surgeon, a bacteriologist, he was a brilliant man. But his patients kept coming back to him with the same challenges. They would get better and they would come back. And then he realized there was a correlation between their states of mind, their personality, and the issues that keep coming back. So he went out and started researching issues of mental health and how other people were using because he found that leeching, that using what science was using was not helping and was actually hurting in that period of time.
Mm-hmm.
So he started to study Hahnemann, who's the father of homeopathy, which I also studied, and started looking more into what Hippocrates studied and found and came back to these flower remedies. And then in England, started using these flowers and creating these extracts and finding, using his patients, that once you change the emotional aspect of health, so you're changing the physical aspect of health.
Yes, yes.
So it's been around for centuries.
Oh, I love it. I love it. And what it could do for so many people. And, you know, so, you know, as a Reiki practitioner, would you say this is something that Reiki practitioners around the world, I personally have a spray bottle with some essential oils that I spray in my office that I love. So I could add some of these flower remedies. What would you recommend someone like me, a Reiki practitioner, or let's say an acupuncturist or a massage therapist, how would they work this into their practice?
Okay. So the beauty of this healing modality, first, is that it's not an inundated market. It's it's needed, it's necessary. And so when you have clients that you work with, that you enjoy, and you're working on their emotional and physical health, and you have a loyalty to each other, when you know their story and you're using the Reiki, you can add this to your practice, first of all, that people pay you for. Another thing you can do is make specific sprays. Okay, you use the essential oils, but you add the flower extracts in to change the feel of the room, or to spray around their energy field when you're working on them or before you're working on them. And you can have different sprays for different people. But I think that, and I have Reiki practitioners that study with me, this is a whole new, beautiful market that people are looking for. People want to heal without the side effects of medication.
Yes.
And people want to heal. They want to feel good, not just suppress what's going on. So by learning this and adding it to your practice, not only are you adding another dimension, you are really helping your clients.
Yes. Yes, I love it.
And these are the courses that I teach. I teach a practitioner course where I teach to doctors, Reiki practitioners, chiropractors, individuals that are looking to learn a business that not only is in alternative medicine and not only specializes in emotional health, but that you can do from your home.
Yes, yes. And in the next segment, Amy, I would like to delve more into that. And have you share with the listeners, you know, what all you do in your teaching, your training, and, you know, how they could get into that and what they can learn. So let's pop out for a break, and we will come right back. Thank you, everyone. Thank you, Amy.
Welcome.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back. If you're just joining us in this final segment, I am here with Amy Cohen. She is a practitioner for emotional mental health. She specializes in plant medicine, flower remedies. This has been so great. Such, you know, I had heard a little bit in my years as a Reiki practitioner, but really didn't know a lot of detail. This is just so amazing and exciting. I'm really excited about this. And in the world of naturopathic medicine, this is huge, Amy. This is so fantastic.
Yes, it's huge. And getting it out there.
Yes, yes.
And that's what I feel like my job is.
Yes.
I want to create practitioners because we need them so desperately, and I want to really represent them. I want to speak about it, you know, educate moms and women and men that this is out there,
mm-hmm.
and then have the practitioners that are on my site help them.
Yes. Tell us,
that's the beauty.
Amy, first off, I have to mention to everyone, Amy's website is strongestminds.com. I saw that and I just fell in love with it. What a great website. How did you come up with that name, Amy?
It just came to me. I mean, what is it about? It's about being in our strongest mind, trusting our judgment, trusting ourselves, following our path, staying committed to our goals. And that's where the name came to me. It just came.
Oh,
and I just
fantastic.
Ran with it.
It makes you feel good. For the listeners out there that are so excited about this and want to know how they could become a practitioner, how they could become educated and use this amazing modality, please tell us about how they could reach you, what they would learn in your mentoring and in your training. How does that play out?
Okay. So I would love to do actually Reiki conferences, and I'm looking into that now, but there's no credit for it. But you might find me at a Reiki conference somewhere in your state. But the way we work now is on my site, strongestminds.com, when you scroll down, you're going to find information that you can get on becoming a practitioner. The beautiful thing about my course is that there's so many things. First of all, I have been doing this for 10 years, and I have learned so much from my own clients that struggle on using the different flower remedies and what helps them. The difference is I studied with people all over the world and studied their remedies and used their remedies. The remedies that I felt are good, I continue with. I try many remedies and many brands and teach to begin with the three that I think are the best. So what makes what I do different? You're not going to go to one brand and learn from them. I don't represent any brand. I represent my clients and my students and teach what I think is the best because of what I've worked with over the years. So I'm not committed to any one brand and always researching new brands. With my course, I coach. So not only do you learn the course at home, online, once a month for 8 months, and then you have work to do at home, but I also coach you. And every month we talk. You will be using the remedies, and I can get you the kit way before the 8 months is over. By the time you graduate from the course and get certified from my company, you will have already been using the remedies for people. You learn how to make money using this course. You get the coaching that comes with it. Really, it's amazing. It's really a great course, and you'll learn things that you won't learn anywhere else.
Yes.
So, for instance, I have learned that when people go through surgery, something happens. Your energetic field open up. You get holes in your aura. And that can change who you are. And not only that, there are always entities around us that we have to be protected by. And many people that struggle are because of just negativity around them that they don't even realize. So one of the questions I might ask a client, which I will teach you, is that have you ever had surgery or been under anesthesia? And if they tell me yes, okay, well, there are two things I have to do now. I have to, one, close any holes in the aura. I have to, two, protect their energy. And three, I have to make sure if anything had gotten around them, it needs to disappear. That could happen also with drugs and alcohol, anytime you are vulnerable. It could also be from a difficult birth. It could be, I mean, I had a child that was so full of rage. This was probably this was a huge turning point for me when I knew I had to explore more and get this out to the world. I had, in the very beginning, I had a woman call me up, hysterical crying. They wanted to institutionalize her son again, and he was only 8 years old. He was full of rage. He tried to commit suicide. How does an 8-year-old even know?
Oh, my gosh.
Okay. And was in a school, a very specialized school, and she couldn't work because the school could call her up at any time to come and get him because of his anger issues. So he was in a special school for anger, and when he was not behaving, they would take him into a different room and hold him down.
Oh,
now the school was telling her that she needed to institutionalize him again because this wasn't working and none of the schools were taking him. She lived with her parents because she couldn't work, and he was getting to a size where he was becoming dangerous for her mother. Not only that, she had another son who had autism, and every year the teachers would just push him up into the next grade, but he never did any work. He couldn't write, he couldn't read. He sat underneath his desk and rocked, and that was it. And both of her kids were on a lot of medication.
Oh my gosh.
She said, I'm at my wit's end. I don't want him to go into an institution, but I don't know what to do to help him. And in fact, this letter, I believe, is on my site. It's from Paula because she wrote this letter and posted it. And that's what changed my world, really, knowing that I had to do this. Mm-hmm. So she asked me if I could help, and I told him, honestly, I really don't know if I can help you, but we can try. But I want the whole family to be on remedies, including her. We put everybody on remedies. I just want to tell you, within the first month, there were some changes. Within 3 months, there were great changes. Within 6 months, the changes were unbelievable. Hassan, and you'll see it in the letter, and this was within a few short months, Hassan, who was underneath the table, rocking, was now sitting at his feet, raising his hands, and participating. And his grades were starting to get better. Our other son, who was filled with rage, has now calmed down and ended up going into the Army over time. I mean, she was able to get him back, Main Street, him back into school, and life changed. Got him off all but one medication. He was on 8 different medications and just kept him on his ADHD medicine, which we were still working on. I believe that they were allergic to medication, and it really hurt all of them. Now she is in sales. She's getting remarried. And the interesting part of the story is that one day they were driving in the car, her and her son, and this is where everything shifted. Her son, who struggled with rage, driving in the car, and he was in the back seat, and this is probably into the second month of remedies. And he turned around to her and said, "Why did you leave my father? Why don't I see my father?" And this is a child that was full of rage. And she said she was not a good guy. And the truth was, when she was pregnant, he used to beat her. He was a man filled with rage.
Yes.
And here, she had this child that came out filled with rage. Oh, wow. And that's an important part of the story because there's healing there. We have mm-hmm. to work on that early mm-hmm. issue of trauma.
Oh, that just makes me want to cry, Amy. That is just amazing. That is beautiful. You changed those lives. And I love that you also had mother on the remedies, because can you imagine the stress she was going through, wanting to help her children, not knowing how to help them? Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. There are many times that I'll work, especially if there's child behavioral issues, I will tell a mom, if you're going to be wasting your money if you just let me work with the child. If I hear nervous in her voice, if I hear anxiety in her voice, she has to be on a remedy too, because what you're doing is one person is starting to heal, but you're still hitting that same wall. It's like that ping pong ball.
Mm-hmm.
You're hitting it back to the other person, and that other person is still the same, and so they're hitting it back to you. So it's this vicious circle of one person trying to change, but the other person kind of keeping you there.
Yes.
So there are times that I will say to the mom, listen, I don't want to waste your money. If you want to work with me, you have to, you know, if you want me to work with your son, you need to work with me as well, because I hear in your voice the yes. struggle you're going through yourself.
Now, Amy, how can someone, what's the best way to reach out to you to receive some counseling and some help from you?
Okay, my consultations are always complimentary. I will talk to any mother anytime, and I can tell you, I see mothers that struggle with their children having behavioral issues that are on at 2 a.m. because it's the only time that they can actually sit down and do their research. You can, on my site, there are links for free consultation. You can email me at amycohen@strongestminds.com to talk to me about anything. I am there for anybody when they need me. Look, I'm a mom myself. I know the struggle. Whether you have behavioral issues or any kind of issues, or just being tired of the routine of being a mom, we're allowed to feel that way. So anyway, so you have my email. You can go to my site, strongestminds.com. Visit any one of the links and sign up for a complimentary consultation. It brings you to a page where you can make your appointment.
Oh, you're doing so much for so many in what you do and in getting this out there, Amy. Getting this known.
Yeah, that is the most important part.
Yes.
It's getting it out there. You know, we're all searching for this. All we mm-hmm. want is to feel better without the side effects of medication. And it's like, oh my gosh, you know, our higher power gave this to us.
Yes.
And now we just have to learn that it's there.
There's so much out there that is just medicate, medicate, medicate. When here we have natural healing remedies, it's really
that's
very
powerful.
Exciting. Yes, powerful.
Yes.
We need to embrace it and get that word out there. I'm so grateful. We have about 3 minutes left in the show, Amy. What last words would you like to share with the listeners?
I just want you all to know that you can take control of the emotional health and wellness of your family. Sometimes we have to go beyond what we know and what we've ever heard of and open up our minds to believe that there can be something that we're taught is so out of the box. So use these, try these, know that there's hope. Never feel hopeless. And if you feel hopeless, call me and let me direct you to what you need to help yourself and your children to feel better. The more chaos your family is in and struggling with, the quicker you will see results. From a child with rage to a mom that's feeling guilt or struggling with being a mom, to relationship issues, rejuvenating your relationship, to helping with meditation, to connecting back to your source. Whatever it is that you say to yourself, I wish I was feeling or I wish I was doing, tells you that you are out of emotional balance and you need to get back in.
Yes, yes. So I love that you mention relationships. So they can also, this plant medicine, these remedies can also help with a relationship or even a work situation where we're stressed at our job?
Yes, 100%. I mean, I'm going to start talking to corporations because not only are you stressed at work, not only do we have so much more on our plate, but then we go home and we still are carrying it.
Yes.
I work with so many women in business that are so overwhelmed. And one of the things that we work on is staying committed to your goals, being able to work through the stress. Because a lot of times when you're stressed and overwhelmed, you can't do anything. Mm. Everything just stops. You have a million things that you have to do and you cannot do anything.
Yes.
That's overwhelmed. Any negative issue, there we have been given everything we need to reverse it.
Yes, I love it. Oh,
and rejuvenating relationships, you know, there are remedies for bonding. There are remedies for sibling rivalry. You know, there are all different things to just rejuvenate. And for us as women to feel our inner, I just made a spray, your sensual self, to give us back that sexiness we used to feel.
Yes.
You know, to give you passion for life.
Yes. And you know, I'm thinking that these remedies, these beautiful oils, are something that even if you don't have an overwhelming amount of stress or anxiety or something going on, they would be a great enhancement to your life and your home just to have, you know, even if you don't have anything very stressful going on, just an accent.
Yes. Listen, if you're feeling confident, then you don't need a remedy for confidence. You won't notice a change. But at times, we all do need it.
Yes, yes.
When you feel it, you reach out and you get it.
Yeah, I love it. Oh, Amy, thank you so much. This has been just such a fantastic show. I am just so grateful to have you today with us.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Oh, you are so welcome. And to my listeners out there, thank you for joining us today. Love, hugs, blessings to everyone. Have a happy day. Amy, love, hugs, blessings. Happy day to you as well.
Thank you. Same back at you.
Thank you.